This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Business with Kaya Sitole
on Power 98.7.
Welcome back to the Wednesday evening edition of Power Business. There is, of course, the question of planning for the future, which some of us traditionally tend to not do very well. And of course, that's when Akani Retirement Fund Administrators plays a very important role in guiding us. And joining us on the line tonight is Jack Malibane, the Deputy Managing Director. Jack, I mentioned last month when we were talking about, you know, National Wills and Testament Week, a lot of people probably realized that they haven't done enough planning. What's the importance of planning for the future?
Good evening, Kaya. Thank you for having me, and good evening to the listeners. The importance of a trust is to preserve what is left over by the member of the Provident Fund or a pension fund who has a father or a mother to a minor child so that their life can be better as well going forward and attend school. That is basically what the trust significance is in the context of a retirement fund.
Now, of course, trust structures are unique, eh?
Very unique. Because of the amendment of the Pension Fund Act in 2009, the Act opened up a window for those parents who leave behind minor children during their working life so that those monies that are allocated by the trustees of those different funds are not left in the hands of their guardians, but in the hands of the trust that will be managed in collaboration with the guardian in growing up the minor child up to maturity age.
So when you do put together a trust, I mean, what are the expectations? Are you then supposed to simply nominate a family member to say, well, if anything happens, that documents are there, go and deal with them as you see fit? Talk us through the process of putting it together in a manner that is compliant with the laws as they stand.
When you register a trust, obviously we have to comply with the Pension Fund Act and go through the process with the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. And once it's registered, it will have a board of trustees, it will have a principal officer, it will have actuaries, it will have auditors as well to make sure that all monies are accounted for. On daily basis now, the trust will be managing and administering those trusts that are left for the kids by their parents who are working for a long time in the industry and saving through the retirement fund. And those trusts will be assisted by the nomination that the member would have completed for the trustees of a provident fund or a pension fund to make sure that the allocation is equitable and fair to the beneficiaries of that particular member. And the intention of the trust is to make sure that that which is left for the minor child is preserved and it can sustain the growing up of the upbringing of the child, go to tertiary, and once that child has completed the studies and is now a major, he can now take over what is left from the trust.
Now, Jack, I mean, obviously before that minor child turns 18, I imagine there might be some growth within the trust itself. What are the tax implications of what happens within the trust structure before, obviously, that beneficiary is able to say, I've come of age, I want to be able to control my own affairs?
Absolutely, Kaya. The trust in the money in the trust, the trustee's responsibility is to invest and make sure that it grows in line with the CPI or the inflation. Otherwise, it will be worthless in 10 years, 20 years to come. So the responsibility of the trustees is to make sure that that money that is left in the trust is invested prudently and the returns are now maximized as well without taking unnecessary risk here. Otherwise, they will lose those monies. And with regard to the tax, whenever the money are paid over to that particular child at the maturity age is not taxable. And the returns that the tax is receiving on investment is also not taxable. So it's a benefit for the minor child in the long term.
Do we see a lot of citizens putting their trust to good use? Is there a general awareness of what the benefits are of putting together trust structures, or is there still perhaps a bit of an information deficit out there?
It is 50-50, but majority of the members of the Provident Fund and Pension Fund in the country are aware of the trust, and those that are left behind, they can see the benefit of the colleague's minor child who has been taken care of by the trust administered in this fashion as well. So there's a good uptake of the trust in the country as we speak right now, Kaya.
I imagine when people look at the history of trusts and how maybe the tax authorities have occasionally viewed them with skepticism, they might be wondering, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the things that one needs to watch out for before you put a trust together? Because I know that the tax rate in particular is not exactly generous.
Absolutely. For this particular one that we're talking about in the context of the retirement fund, it is in terms of the Pension Fund Act, it is not like an estate trust, family trust that individual put. In the context of the Pension Fund Act, they call it the beneficiary fund, but it's like a retirement fund. But in actual fact, it's the trust for minor children. All members in that fund are only minor children who has inherited death benefits from a particular pension or provident fund. So hence now the issue of tax is not coming into play for this particular trust that we're talking about in the context of a retirement fund.
One of the important questions, of course, is whether there are some exclusions to the definition of a minor child, adopted children, for example, and maybe, as we know, in many families, children that just, you know, you raise them, you regard them as your own. Is there a problem that might emerge when somebody says, wait, hold on, that's not a child as defined, or has that hurdle been overcome over the years?
A minor child in the definition of the Pension Fund Act, it doesn't have to be your biological child, it can be an adopted child, can be a nephew, can be a niece that you take, anyone that is financially dependent on the member of a pension or provident fund and has been nominated, or by virtue of that child being dependent on the parent, that child automatically qualifies for a distribution from the trustees of the pension or provident fund.
Yeah, that's a very important point, because I think there have even been some case law where those disputes arose over who could or could not benefit from a particular strike. Now, if I do want to put this together and I come to you, Jack, because, you know, I'm probably not as well versed in these things as I need to be, how can you help me as a Ghani Retirement Fund administrators?
What we can do, Kaya, we will be able to assess what your needs are and who are the kids, how old are they, and advise you and take you through some financial planning in order to preserve something for your minor kids, and also show you the historical performance of the trust that we have been administering. How have they been doing, and how have they been assisting those minor children of the deceased parents?
Yeah, a very important point there that you raise. And if people do want to engage with Akani Retirement Fund administrators, what are the easiest avenues for them to be able to say, wait, hold on, let me talk to you about what I might want to put together, and maybe you can advise me properly?
The easiest way of getting in contact with the Akani Retirement Fund is through our website, is www.akafin.co.za. On our telephone calls, 24/7, we are reachable anytime, anywhere, irrespective of whether you are in the office or outside the office. We are available to interact or advise any person who needs our financial advice.
Jack, we have a caller for you, Ralisai from Remsig. Good evening.
Good evening, Kaya. Important gentleman that you have there. Quick question from me.
Yeah.
In terms of the pension fund trustees, are you able to give an instruction to say, when my child is 18, give him a certain percentage, when he's 25, give him a certain percentage, and give him the last bench when he's 30? That is informed by the fact that an 18-year-old is way too young at times to handle large amounts of money like the 5-7 million.
All right. Thank you very much there, Ralisai. Short and straight to the point. Jack, any insights on that?
Thank you for that question. But let me just clarify one thing before we get into the details of the question. To say a nomination form that you would have completed as a parent prior to your departure from this earth would just serve as a guidance to the trustees to say, I would like Kaya to get X amount of money. but they will look at the entire beneficiary list of those people that you have left behind. And one thing that I want to highlight is that in the trust that we administer, the beneficiary fund that we administer, maturity age, we put it at 21 years because, as the listener is saying, 18 years is still too young for us. And then we view that it could be 21 because at 18, the child might still be attending tertiary education, still need some guidance and financial management as well with the guardian of that particular child. Hence, we push the age from 18 to 21, and the rules of our beneficiary fund are registered in that particular fashion.
Jack, I don't like you very much now, because even at 21, you're excluding me from participating in this. But thank you very much. That is Jack Malibane, who is, of course, the Deputy Managing Director at Akani Retirement Fund Administrators, giving us some insights into how those unique trust structures work. We are going to take a break. We'll go to the Power News and then just wait. Before the evening is over at 8:30, guess what? We're going to have an exclusive joined by the Deputy President of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Mr. Floyd Shivambu, to talk us through the EFF's election manifesto. That's happening at 8:30 on Power Perspective. Right now, it's 7 p.m. Time for Power News.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.